So imagine you get fired right at 4:59 p.m.
Oh, that's rough.
Right. But by 5:20 p.m., before you've even, you know, stood up from your desk, your corporate email is locked.
Wow. Yeah. Instantaneous.
Exactly. Your cloud server access is gone. Your code repository just permanently sealed. And the question is, how does a global enterprise with, say, 10,000 employees pull off that level of instant digital eviction?
Well, it's definitely not some IT guy frantically clicking delete, you know?
Definitely not. And that's exactly what we're going to uncover for you today. Welcome to the Deep Dive.
Glad to be here.
So today we have this really unique blueprint. It's a comprehensive training syllabus from an institute in Hyderabad called SailPoint Masters.
Right. And I think in some student testimonials, they also refer to it as Brawley Academy.
Yeah, exactly. And our mission for you today is to use this specific local curriculum as a window into a massive, honestly kind of hidden sector of global cybersecurity, which is identity and access management, or IAM.
And just to ground this, we are looking at the architecture of a market that is projected to hit over $25 billion. By 2026.
$25 billion. That's insane.
It's massive. And the syllabus isn't just, you know, a standard IT course. It's a direct response to a real desperation in the corporate world.
Because the old ways of doing security just don't work anymore.
Exactly. We're totally moving away from the era where IT security meant just guarding the network perimeter like a castle wall.
Right.
Today, the perimeter is actually the individual user.
Right.
And managing millions of those individual user interactions requires a highly specialized framework.
And the core framework this academy focuses on is a platform called SailPoint. So based on the text, the fundamental concept here is identity governance.
Yeah, identity governance.
Which basically controls who has access to what. It ensures the right people have the right access to the right resources at the exact right time.
Sounds simple enough on paper, right?
It really does. It's like giving someone a concert VIP badge. But wait, what happens when they leave the VIP area? Does the badge, like, automatically expire? Or do we just trust they won't sneak back in later?
Right, and that's the whole issue. Because you have employees logging in from 5 different continents using this messy mix of legacy on-premise databases and highly distributed cloud apps.
Right.
Managing that manually with a spreadsheet is physically impossible. So SailPoint automates what the syllabus calls the identity life cycle.
Which it breaks down into 3 phases, right? The joiner, the mover, and the leaver.
Exactly.
So that 5:00 p.m. firing scenario I mentioned earlier, that's the lever phase in action, I assume.
Yeah, perfectly executed lever phase.
Yeah.
The second the HR department updates a profile to, you know, terminated, SailPoint catches that signal.
And then what?
It triggers this automated cascade across hundreds of integrated applications, instantly severing every single digital pie that person had to the company.
Which totally eliminates the human error of an IT admin just forgetting to delete an account.
Yeah. Exactly. But interestingly, the phase that actually creates the most vulnerability in a corporate network isn't the leaver phase.
Right.
Yeah, it's actually the mover phase.
Oh, right. Like when someone gets promoted.
Yes. Or if they shift from, say, the marketing team over to finance, they suddenly need new access privileges to do their new job.
Oh, I see. You've probably experienced this yourself, honestly. You switch teams at work, and then like 3 years later, you realize you still have admin access to a Slack channel you haven't looked at since 2023.
Yeah, we've all been there. And in cybersecurity, that's called privilege creep.
Privilege creep.
Yeah, a standard employee just slowly accumulates layers and layers of access over the years.
It's like moving out of an apartment building, but the landlord forgets to ask for your keys back. So 5 moves later, you can unlock half the doors in the city.
That is a perfect analogy. And if a hacker compromises that one employee's account,
they suddenly have a master key to the entire enterprise.
Exactly. So SailPoint attacks this privilege creep by automatically auditing and adjusting access based on your current role.
Okay, so the HR logs that you move to finance.
The system automatically provisions your new finance access. But crucially, it actively strips away the marketing access you don't need anymore.
Wow. Okay, so the syllabus actually teaches students how to configure these automated logic rules. And it mentions 2 different environments. Identity IQ for legacy, on-premise servers, and Identity Now for the cloud.
Yeah, 2 very different beasts.
I want to dig into that distinction, actually, because a lot of people just assume cloud computing is, you know, somebody else's computer. Why does Identity Now need a totally different architecture than the on-premise one?
Well, because the mechanics of how they communicate are entirely different.
Oh.
So on-premise servers are kind of like a walled garden.
Right.
The identity system sits inside the exact same physical network and just talks directly to the local databases.
Makes sense.
But cloud environments are fundamentally distributed. You're dealing with multi-tenant architecture.
Okay, so it has to reach out further.
Exactly. The identity system has to communicate outward over the open internet using complex APIs, application programming interfaces, to talk to AWS, Azure, SAP, or Google Workspace, and do it all simultaneously.
That sounds incredibly complex to secure.
It is. Ensuring those API connections are secure and constantly in sync requires a completely different technical foundation.
And that idea of continuous verification plays heavily into another major concept the curriculum covers, which is zero trust.
Oh, zero trust is huge. It totally flips the traditional security model upside down.
How so?
Well, it basically assumes the network is already compromised, so it doesn't matter if you successfully logged in this morning.
Right.
Every single time you try to open a new digital door, the system demands verification again. It's continuously evaluating your contacts, like where are you logging in from? What device are you using? What time is it?
So it's basically an automated AI-driven fortress of continuous verification.
Basically, yeah.
But, as I was reviewing the source to understand who or what is actually being verified, I hit a detail that just stopped me in my tracks.
Oh, yeah. What was that?
The training explicitly mentions managing machine identities alongside human ones.
Yes.
Wait, machines need ID badges too. Like, why are we issuing credentials to software?
Because honestly, machine identities vastly outnumber human identities in a modern network. Software has to talk to other software constantly without human intervention.
Give me a concrete example of how that actually works, because obviously a machine isn't, physically typing a password into a login screen.
Right. They use automated mechanisms, so things like API keys, cryptographic tokens, or dedicated service accounts.
Yeah.
Imagine a hospital's billing software needs to pull a patient's treatment history from the central medical database.
Got it.
That billing software actually has its own unique identity. It presents a digital token to the medical database to prove mathematically that it has authorization to pull that specific record.
Wow. And machines must execute tasks like that millions of times a second.
Exactly, which is why managing them is so critical. If a hacker intercepts a machine's API key, they don't have human limitations. They can just deploy an automated script and drain a database at catastrophic
Well,
speeds.
that's
It
terrifying.
really is. So managing the life cycle of these machine tokens, like automatically rotating them, ensuring they only have the bare minimum access, that's a massive part of what a SailPoint engineer trains to do.
And the stakes across these different industries become really apparent when you realize the sheer volume of data moving autonomously.
Absolutely.
Like in healthcare, an identity governance system ensures doctors have instant access to sensitive patient data while they're on shift, but then it automatically revokes it the minute their shift ends, just to comply with privacy laws.
Right. And in finance, it's about creating an unalterable audit trail.
Okay.
Like if regulatory auditors show up, the bank has to mathematically prove exactly who or what machine accessed a specific financial record and exactly why.
And managing access at that kind of scale brings us to the real technological leap that SailPoint is using to keep up, which is artificial intelligence.
No, for sure.
The syllabus dedicates quite a bit of focus to AI-driven identity analytics and this concept of role mining.
Yeah, role mining is fascinating.
But how does AI actually mine a role? I mean, if I'm a new junior accountant, how does the system know what I need better than my own manager does?
It uses mathematical baselining. So let's say your company has 500 junior accountants.
Okay.
Instead of a manager manually checking boxes on some long access request form, the AI just analyzes the actual day-to-day behavior of those 500 people.
Oh, wow.
Right. It sees that 499 of them constantly use QuickBooks, Excel, and a specific Jira board, but absolutely none of them ever touch the master AWS root directory.
Makes sense.
So the AI calculates that baseline of normal behavior and automatically suggests a highly tailored minimum viable permission set just for you.
So it basically crowdsources the definition of your job based on your peers' digital footprint.
Exactly. And it uses that exact same baseline to spot anomalies too.
Like what?
Like if one of those accountants suddenly tries to download a massive customer database at 3 in the morning on a Sunday,
Right.
the AI recognizes that severe deviation from the mathematical baseline. It can immediately flag a security team or even automatically sever the connection in real time.
Okay, wait, I need to push back on this architecture for a second, though.
Sure, go for it.
If we are routing every single human login, every API token, every automated AI access rule through this one single platform, aren't we just creating the ultimate single point of failure?
That's a valid concern.
Right. Like if I'm a hacker, why even bother attacking the individual employees when I could just attack the SailPoint brain that holds the keys to the entire kingdom? Plus, companies already use tools like Okta for logging in. Why bet on this specific tool?
Well, that's actually a very common architectural debate in the industry, and it really highlights a crucial distinction that's taught in this curriculum.
Okay, what's the distinction?
You have to separate the concept of the vault from the governor.
Okay.
So you mentioned Okta. Okta is phenomenal at single sign-on. You know, the convenience of logging into 50 apps with just one password.
Yeah, I use it every day.
Right. And there's another competitor mentioned in the source called CyberArk, which focuses heavily on privileged access management, basically guarding those ultimate super user accounts.
So they're the actual vaults holding the heavy-duty keys.
Yes. SailPoint is not necessarily the vault. It's the policy engine. It's the governance layer.
Oh, it
It
is.
integrates with Okta and CyberArk. SailPoint essentially sits above them and dictates the rules. It says to Okta, yes, you can let this person log in, but only to these three apps because they just changed departments.
Oh, got it.
So SailPoint is the brain ensuring that the SSO tool and the vault are actually operating according to corporate compliance. It isn't a single point of failure for storing passwords. It's the central authority on policy.
Okay, so we've established the sheer necessity of this governance layer. Fortune 500 companies are obviously desperate for this AI-driven zero-trust architecture.
Highly desperate.
But AI doesn't deploy itself. And automated APIs definitely do not configure themselves. So who is actually building the scaffolding for this $25 billion industry?
Well, that takes us directly to the socioeconomic reality of why this specific syllabus originates in Hyderabad.
Right.
We're seeing a massive bottleneck in the cybersecurity world. There is a severe global shortage of specialists who actually understand identity governance.
Wow.
And Hyderabad has actively positioned itself as a primary global hub to fill that exact talent vacuum.
And the career trajectory outlined in this document is honestly staggering when you put it in the context of the broader tech job market.
It really is.
We're looking at a hyper-specialized niche. The syllabus outlines clear salary brackets projected for 2026. Entry-level freshers with like virtually no experience are stepping into roles making between 4 to 7 lakhs rupees annually.
Yep.
Mid-level professionals are pulling 7 to 12 lakhs, and senior roles like consultants and project leads with just over 5 years of experience are commanding 12 to well over 20 lakhs a year.
And in the Indian IT sector, those numbers represent premium top-tier compensation.
Definitely.
It reflects an industry that is willing to pay a heavy premium for a very specific competency. But what's truly fascinating about the SailPoint Master's model is the accessibility of that competency.
Yeah, that's what surprised me the most. You look at an industry dealing with cloud architecture, API token management, and AI anomaly detection, and you just assume the barrier to entry requires a master's degree in computer science.
Right, and like a decade of coding experience.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But the Institute explicitly invites non-technical professionals to join.
Because identity governance is fundamentally about logic, policy, and configuration. It's not really about writing thousands of lines of raw code from scratch.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the prerequisites listed are literally just basic computer skills and an understanding of how the internet works.
That's wild.
The tool itself is complex to configure, sure, but
Yeah.
the interface and the logic pathways can absolutely be learned by someone who just understands business processes.
The source material actually features a testimonial from a student named Krish, who successfully used this exact 2-month training to pivot from a basic tech support role into a high-paying IAM developer position.
That's a massive jump.
It's an incredible return on investment. You're taking a skill set that bypasses the generic, sort of oversaturated IT job market and drops you right into a specialized pool with titles like SailPoint Developer, IAM Engineer, and Identity Analyst.
Well, you have to look at how they structure the knowledge transfer to achieve that kind of ROI.
What do you mean?
This isn't theoretical university learning. The syllabus details a highly condensed intensive boot camp model.
Right.
It's a 2-month program for standard students with an aggressive 3 to 4 week fast track explicitly designed for working professionals who need to upskill immediately.
And it's heavily anchored by the instructor, too. The syllabus highlights Mrs. Dinesh Kumar, noting she has over 12 years of real-world implementation experience and has personally trained over 4,500 students in Hyderabad.
4,500 students is an industrial scale of upskilling.
It really is. Hmm. And it implies she isn't just, you know, reading a manual to them. She's simulating the chaos of a live corporate environment.
Which is crucial because theory is practically useless in cybersecurity if you don't know how systems actually break under pressure.
Right.
And that's why the curriculum mandates 6 major capstone projects. These aren't just simple multiple choice exams.
No, they're simulated enterprise deployments. I was looking at the descriptions of these projects. One of them is a role-based access management implementation.
Okay.
Yeah. Where a student is presumably handed a messy, hypothetical organizational chart of a company and has to build the automated logic rules that assign entitlements without creating that privilege creep we talked about.
That's a very real-world scenario.
Yeah. And another project focuses entirely on cloud identity governance, where they have to successfully integrate the IdentityNOW platform to manage user access across AWS, Azure, and Google Workspace simultaneously.
So they're building a portfolio of verifiable, practical implementations.
Exactly.
And the Institute structures the financial investment in this training to be remarkably accessible, depending on what the learner needs.
Right. Instead of a massive upfront university tuition, they use a tiered pricing model.
Right.
It ranges from just $7,999 for self-starters who just want lifetime access to over 80 pre-recorded video classes.
That's pretty reasonable.
Yeah, and it goes all the way up to $29,999 for a premium tier that gives fully immersive in-person classroom training.
And that top tier includes, what, one-on-one mentorship?
Yeah, one-on-one mentorship, a live project environment from day one, and even commute support.
Wow. But, you know, regardless of the tier, the entire curriculum is relentlessly focused on a single tangible outcome, passing the official SailPoint certification exams. The syllabus specifically prepares students for credentials like the IdentityNOW Administrator certification.
Which is key, because the source notes that taking that specific exam costs $250 globally in 2026.
And that is the crucial mechanism here.
How so?
Because it doesn't matter if you learn the material in a massive corporate office in Silicon Valley or a classroom in Hyderabad. That certification is the global equalizer.
Ah, I see.
It is the verified, independent proof that you understand how to govern access for a Fortune 500 company.
It's basically the ultimate digital VIP badge for the student's own career.
Exactly.
So let's step back and look at the whole picture here. What started as just an exploration of a local training brochure from Brawley Academy actually revealed the invisible scaffolding of global data protection.
Yeah, we covered a lot.
We explored the relentless nature of the identity lifecycle, the critical dangers of privilege creep, and how an organization manages the rapid silent communication between machine identities using API tokens.
And we saw how the shift toward continuous verification and zero trust architecture has created this $25 billion industry,
right,
which is demanding a completely new type of cybersecurity professional.
Yeah.
And we examined how specialized training hubs in places like Hyderabad are really capitalizing on that desperation, offering high-yield career pivots for people willing to master the logic of identity governance.
It really is a profound shift in how we think about security.
Mm.
It's no longer about just building a thicker wall. It's about building a smarter system that constantly questions everyone and everything inside the building.
It is. But, you know, that evolution leads to a lingering implication that I think you, the listener, should really ponder.
Oh, what's that?
Well, we discussed how SailPoint and similar platforms are increasingly relying on artificial intelligence to establish baselines and conduct role mining. Right.
Right.
These systems analyze your daily habits, your schedule, your keystrokes, and your communication patterns to perfectly predict what digital resources you need.
Often before you even realize you need them.
Exactly. A system that literally knows your job better than you do simply by observing you.
That's a little eerie when you put it like that.
Right. Because if we follow this trajectory to its logical conclusion, enterprise security achieves absolute perfection when it has absolute visibility.
Wow. Okay.
To enforce true zero trust, the system must monitor every single digital move you make. So at what point does perfect corporate security entirely eliminate the concept of digital anonymity in the workplace?
That's a heavy question.
In our rush to build a seamlessly automated hacker-proof environment, are we permanently trading our privacy for the convenience of an intelligent system that just automatically opens the doors for us?
A flawlessly secure corporate ecosystem where every single action is mathematically analyzed and recorded forever. It's definitely something to think about the next time your access is seamlessly granted to a new project. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.